I want us to go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Let's go to the next verse. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. This is a mystery that God planned on before the foundation of the world was laid. They knew that the man that they would make in the flesh, that he would sin. And he would not be able to walk where they wanted him to walk because they were going to make him an earthly man and a spiritual man. But they knew that the fleshly man would drive him to sin. If you let your flesh rule you, you will be a wicked sinner. And it will bring all kinds of sickness and disease into your flesh, even death. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of Christ. The principalities and powers in heavenly places, they're going to know, God wants them to know what his plan was, but he didn't want them to know until it was fulfilled. It was complete. Because see, in the beginning, the principalities and powers, they had dominion and authority over mankind. In the very beginning, God gave that to us. And then we sinned and we turned it over to Satan and his host. And instead of us being the God of this world, Satan became the God of this world. In the beginning, we were the God of this world, according to Scripture. And I don't know about you, but I'd much more rather be a God of this world than to be ruled by somebody as wicked as Satan and him be the God of this world. Because I know what his plan is. His plan is to make us sick and kill us and annihilate us. And he's still working on that. He's doing a good job. He's really good at what he's doing. Let's go on in verse 11 and 12. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. If we have this kind of boldness, why are so many Christians living in fear? I'm going to tell you a story right here. One day I was on Daystar Television. I was on the prayer lines. Our program went on the air, and my phone was the first one to ring. And I answered it, and I asked them how I could help them. There was a man on the line, and he says, I need prayer for my wife, my ex-wife. I said, what happened? He said, my wife left me and the children and went into work in a strip club in Dallas. I said, well, she's not saved. He said, no, she's definitely not saved. I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes, I am. I said, okay, according to God's word, I have been given all power and authority over the forces of darkness. Now, I want you to remember where we are right there in verse 12. I want you to go to Luke 10, 19, and 20, and I want to show everybody this scripture that I used. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Look what this says. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now, if Jesus is telling me he's given me power to tread on the devil and his demons, amen. Is that a good place to be?
Yep.
That's why I wear these snakes on my feet. That way I'm walking on them all the time. I love walking on my white boots. The snake, but they're on my feet. And it reminds me of this every time. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So if I have all power over the enemy, how much does he have?
Yeah.
He don't have none. And then it says right there, it says, and nothing by shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding or nevertheless in this rejoice not that these evil spirits are subject unto you. Now, if these evil spirits have to obey me and I have all power over them, then what can I do in prayer? Oh, there's no limits. Whatever I can do in faith. So I told the young man, I said, I'm going to go to the throne of grace boldly, just like Hebrews 4:16 says. I'm going to the throne of grace boldly, and I'm going to worship and praise the King. See, that's what we're supposed to do, worship and praise Jesus. Then I'm going to take authority over the evil spirits, and I'm going to command these evil spirits that have blinded the mind of this woman to leave her in the name of Jesus. Now then, how much power and authority do we have?
Oh.
See, when that really becomes a revelation to you,
yeah.
You can pray and you can speak to those things. command them to leave her. And then I, after I commanded Satan and his principalities and powers to leave her, then I asked the Lord, according to John 6:44, I said, Lord, send your Holy Spirit to begin to convict this woman of sin. Draw her into the kingdom of God. But they said, nobody can come into the kingdom except they be drawn by the Spirit. When we pray in faith, God moves. He'd been wanting to save that woman ever since she had been born, but nobody had ever prayed right. And so I rebuked the spirits that were blinding her mind to the Word of God, which is Satan and his host of demons. Then I commanded them to get out. Then I asked the Lord to send the Holy Spirit to convict her of sin. As you convict her, bring her into the kingdom of God, gloriously save her. Let her husband here, her ex-husband, be the man that will go get her and bring her home and bring her into the kingdom of God and save her. I said, Lord, I want to thank you for doing it for this woman in the name of Jesus. I said, Lord, let them get remarried and bring them back together in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. Here's what so many people say. Well, if it's God's will. I'm telling you, I know what God's will is. I've read the book. And He wants everybody to be saved. He does not want anybody to be lost. I know what He wants. And so I prayed the prayer of faith. Then I told the young man, I said, call me with your praise report. Well, the only way he knew how to get a hold of me was on the TV station. So the next Friday night, I was on the prayer lines again. And when our program went on the air and our phone number come on the screen, my phone rang. He said, I need to talk to Thurman Scrivener. I said, well, sir, that's me. How can I help you? He said, I called last week. I'm the guy that had the wife that was the strip dancer. I said, okay, I remember that. I don't get very many of those. I said, so what did the Lord do for you, son? He said, within an hour. When I hung up that phone, in an hour, my phone rang, and it was my ex-wife. She said she was down at the club, and it's like scales fell off of her eyes. And she wondered, what in the world am I doing stripping before all these men? So she took her uniforms and turned them in and told the management she would never be back. And she called me and asked me to come down to the club and get her. So he said, I went down to the club and got her and brought her home. And that night I had the privilege to lead my ex-wife to Jesus. He said, the next morning after I led her to Jesus, the next morning we went down to the JP's office or wherever it was, the courthouse, got us another marriage license. And 3 days later we got married. And he said, things in our house have been absolutely awesome. I said, praise the Lord. And then I asked this question. I said, how long has she been gone? I thought, you know, maybe a week or two or three. 14 years. She had been gone 14 years. God had been waiting for a son or a daughter of His to pray the prayer of faith for this woman, which was lost, so He could do something. God can't just go in and save anybody. He has laid the salvation of the world into the hands of the church. And if we don't pray, guess who's going to get saved? Nobody. If you don't pray, and you don't pray in faith, and you don't do things like God told you, then nobody's going to get saved. You can live in a house with people that all of them's lost, and nobody's reading the Word, nobody's talking about Jesus. You want to know why your world's falling apart? I call it going to hell in a handbasket. And you got Christians, mother and dad, that will not take their children to church, will not study the Word of God, daddies that will not read the Word of God with their children on a regular basis. And then you wonder why your children go out and get drunk and get on drugs and die, get into car wrecks and get killed and have sex out of wedlock and everything else. And you, as a father, didn't take any time to read the Word of God and tell your children and live an example of Jesus. Do you know when the children look at you, you know who they see? Jesus. You, as a father or a grandfather, to your children, when they see you, that's what they think Jesus is like, the man. That's quite a burden, isn't it? To think my children and my grandchildren are going to look at me and say, if Jesus is like Dad, they're going to make two decisions. One or two, I don't want Him, or I want to be like Him. Wow. And God has empowered us with everything we need. Isn't that an awesome verse? Yeah. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding of this, rejoice not that the spirits, the evil spirits, are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You know, I've had lots of evil spirits. When I cast out an evil spirit, I've had some of them tell me, I ain't coming out. I'm not going to obey you. And I say, yes, you are. And they said, no, I'm not. I have legal right to be here. Well, when they say that, I know they know what they're talking about. So then I have to find the person's sin. When I find the sin, get the sin repented of, then they no longer have legal right. I've had many, many experiences with people with demons, men, women, and children. And whenever I got rid of the sin, and of course, sometimes it depends on how old a person is. If you can't go back and get the parents to confess their sin, then you can remit that person's sin, but that person may or may not be in a physical state to receive the Word of God by faith. They may be physically or mentally handicapped to the point that they cannot have faith. And I remember one time I was casting demons out of a woman, and this is what the demons did to me. When I learned what was their sin, I told the demons, I said, then I'll just have her come back up and I'll have her confess that sin, then I can cast you out. And this is what the woman did. She said, we are so interwoven in her brain that she will never be able to confess that sin. We will not allow it. That's kind of scary if you don't know what you're doing. But before the day was over, I learned everything I need to learn. It took me and Cheryl and Dave 7.5 hours to get that woman free of those demons. That woman had more demons than any one human being. Fine Christian woman, probably 38 years old, had 4 beautiful little children, homeschooled them. She was brilliant. She had 2,823 demons in her body when we started. And it took us 7.5 hours to get her set free. But we got her set free and got her healed. What an experience. It's one I'll never forget, I'll tell you for sure. I learned a lot of things there that day. Okay, let's go back where we was in Ephesians. Ephesians 3. According to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Now we should have that boldness to go to the throne room of God because Jesus Christ has paid the price for mine and your sin, so we should be able to go into the throne room of God and pray the prayer of faith without any problem for anyone.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Take Everything to God in Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.